Good morning, Lisa. This is Carrie speaking. Okay, sorry, how do you spell the surname? Okay. Okay, so still not eating a lot. Is he eating anything? Have you been weighing him at all? Have you, yeah. Okay. Sure. Are you Yeah. Yep. The decline. So is he back on his original food that he was eating prior? Yep. Okay. Like a good indication would be what his weight's doing. Like he's still quite bright and alert, and he's interested. Yeah. 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 Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Yeah, like a good indication would be to weigh him. So if you have digital scales at home, I would recommend getting a weight on him. Obviously, it will change from what he was with us in here on our scales. The other alternative is you're more than welcome to bring him in and weigh him on our scales just to see how his weight is going. And then that will give you an idea whether or not he is eating enough to maintain weight or put on weight. He was 31 grams when he was in with us here on Saturday. We want to get him up to around about at least 34, 35, and then we'll look at putting, once he's a little bit better, might look at changing foods at that point in time, but not until he's put on his weight. Yes. Yeah, like the seed is high, like higher in fats and stuff, and that will definitely do it. Like sometimes in these cases with birds that have been diagnosed with macro, they do need hospitalisation and feeding to increase their feeding and stuff like that, which gives them high energy crop feeding. So it's not something we'd get you to do at home, but it's something that if he's doing not doing well and refusing to eat anything, we would probably look at. But because he is eating some, that is good. But yeah, first point of call would be to get a weight on him just to make sure that he hasn't dropped dramatically in body weight and in condition. So do you have digital scales at home at all? Yeah, so the way we do it here, I'm not sure if you saw them do it in hospital here, yeah, pop them in just like a little container. Make sure you tear that off, obviously, first, and that'll give you an idea of what his weight's doing. And then, yeah, just when you do have hold of him, just take an eye on his pectoral fat muscle, like over his breastbone and stuff there. That gives you a good indication of his body condition as well. Yeah, if... Yeah. So if he has dramatically dropped in weight and his demeanor's really dropped and everything, that's when I'll be saying, no, we'll get him back in sooner. We would want to make sure that he is still progressing in a positive manner. But, yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah. So is he, what's his feces like? Is he passing many feces? Probably not if he's not eating a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Well, next time you get him out. Yeah. Not necessarily, like what he's got, like he could have had a long term, but he's just come out when he's he's become a bit unwell. And they can, yeah, with this, they can wax and wane. They can get him better, and then in through periods of stress, they can decline again. And sometimes it can be an ongoing thing. If he really stops eating and refusing to eat, that's obviously a point of call where we do a reassessment, potentially hospitalise him for force feeding, things like that. But yeah, we'd see what his weight's doing first. So I wouldn't stress him out to catch him to weigh him when you get home initially, unless he's due for his next medication. Weigh him when he's next medicated. The morning weight's generally the most accurate, so because you're getting him out twice a day to medicate. Maybe weigh him when you get home and then weigh him again in the morning and see what the weight fluctuates, and that'll give you a better idea. Yeah, yeah, just so you're not stressing that, because the more like, unless he's quite handable and... Yeah, because if he gets a bit stressed when you're trying to catch him, that's going to exert a lot of energy, and that will make him a bit more depressed. So, yeah. Yeah, they do, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, it's a catch-22. He does need that medication to try and get better, but, yeah, definitely. While he's still, like, moving around the cage and he's still a little bit bright, that's good. Keep the heat up to him and just monitor him. And put food bowls, if he's not wanting to move around as much, put food bowls up so he doesn't have to really move around to eat. Yeah. 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 Oh, they can. Yeah, no, they are. They're probably one of the most stubbornest birds that I know. Yeah, certainly. Well, yeah, see how his weight goes. If that's really dropped, then what I would recommend would be to come back for a reassessment and potentially, you know, just to see, get the doctor's point of view of what they want to do further. If he's really not eating, they might have to look at doing some force feeding. But, yeah, we'll see what he's doing first and then take it from there if we need to. But, yeah, definitely give us a call, even if you get – what time do you get home today? Yeah, well, we close at 5, so if you get home today, he's really not doing well, let us know. And then, yeah, we'll definitely make a plan from there. Not a problem. Okay, all the best. Thank you. Bye.